Sal here
of the Vault of Horror.
This is the Vault Cast, and I welcome you back to Conversations in the Dark. And this week, in Conversations in the Dark, we're going to be talking about kind of a hot-button subject a little bit, I think. And I'm just going to explain it really briefly before I bring on my guest. And the reason is this. There's a lot of people that, a lot of horror fans that have issues about remakes. It's kind of a very controversial area, and lots of people have their opinions, and most people sort of jump to a conclusion that remakes are inherently a bad thing. And I've got somebody here with me tonight by the name of Andre Dumas, who you may know from the Horror Digest, who is going to help explain why it is that remakes are not inherently bad, that they actually do serve a purpose. So I'm very interested to talk about this subject because I sort of agree in some cases. So I'm excited to get into this. So I'm going to welcome Andre Dumas of the Horror Digest. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Very excited to get beat down with criticism about what I'm about to say.
Well, that'll happen after it's actually posted.
Right, yes.
You know, I won't be happy. You know, I will try to be gentle in my complete dismissal of your opinions. That'll come later. But before we get into it, though, it's the Horror Digest, by the way, is Andre's site. I'm sure a lot of you, most of you probably already know this, but it's thehorrordigest.blogspot.com. And it is an outstanding blog, and you should definitely check it out.
Thank you. Even though you failed miserably at my ultimate screen, how many did you get?
You know, I think you'd probably know better than me.
You're
because
right. I think you got like three, and that wait, no, four, because I gave you that big hint about them.
Yeah, I did abysmally at the screen capture.
You couldn't get. Them. They may have well just said there are giant ants in this movie.
Yes. For anybody wondering, Andre recently did a screen capture contest at the Horror Digest, where basically you had to guess what movies all the screen grabs were from, and there were like about 1,000 of them. And I got, like, what, 3 or 4 of them right. I was clueless. I haven't felt this stupid since college, basically.
It's okay. I'll move on.
All right. Well, you brought it up, you know, so obviously, you know, you haven't moved on. But,
okay. I forgive you.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. So, where were we now? Ah, remakes. Okay. So, we're talking about remakes. Now, let's... why don't you explain for a minute here now what you think is a good use for a remake or a good reason other than studios that want to make a lot of money off
right,
of a proven
right,
commodity,
right.
But from a creative or an artistic point of view, why do you think that a remake could really serve a useful purpose?
Well, I think the money thing is probably this has to do with the money thing, kind of. When you think about a remake, I think that there's like two main groups that are buying the tickets to see a remake. One of them is us, horror fans already, or people that are already horror fans have like this like weird obligation to see a remake, even though they're like pissed about it. So we're like bad mouthing remakes. And then at the same time, you know, we're like slipping the money under the thing. We're like, yeah, I have to see this. But then there's these other people that we're kind of forgetting about and we kind of want to forget about them because it's depressing. But there's this whole new generation of horror fans that are seeing these movies. And I think this is what is key because the ones that are getting remade now are like what, Friday the 13th,
sure.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yep, that's the new one.
They're slasher movies, and I think that classic slasher movies like that are kind of like a gateway drug to hook like the new generation of horror fans.
Well,
because there's blood, there's boobs, and you know, just the perfect way I think to get a kid hooked on horror.
You know, I'm really not going to disagree totally because. You know, that is a fact, and you know, I've heard this idea raised before, and it's got merit that you've got young people that are not up on the originals to begin with, And so seeing the remake to them, it's almost like seeing it for the first time. And actually, in the best case scenario, it might even bring them back to view the originals or older horror movies in general. Now, I get what you're saying there, and I gotta say, I've gotta add something to that. It's interesting to me because I think people get up in arms of a certain age, let's say, who remember horror movies of the 80s, 90s, you know, maybe even 70s, who knows. They get up in arms because these are the movies that they remember, and it's a sacrilege and all this stuff to remake them. However, these are the same people who, when they were young, were flipping out about remakes of The Fly, remakes of The Thing.
That was exactly the point I was going to talk about.
Remakes of The Blob. Well, then why don't you? I'm going to tag you
in. No, we can get. Well, no, keep going.
Are you sure is that okay
yeah,
with you?
Okay. It's okay. I'll be okay.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, what? See, what I meant is that I'm sure that there were tons. I can't prove this, but there must have been tons of baby boomer horror movie fans that were losing their minds with anger over the idea of remaking these movies. And yet, you know what I mean? So it's the same thing happening all over again. It's just that it's not in our living memory. It's like nobody was complaining. I mean, they were complaining for other reasons, but nobody was complaining about remaking The Wolfman. You know what I mean? Because nobody remembers the original Wolfman. Right, exactly. Nobody that's – I mean, not that no one was alive at all, but nobody that's involved or engaged in the debate was around when the original Wolfman was out.
Right. And, like, can you imagine, like, the people that when the original Fly came out and then to see this new remake where, like, Vincent Price is, like, replaced by just, like vomiting fly guts and, like, disgusting, like, fingernails falling off.
And other things.
Like, yeah, and I don't talk about Brundlefly trauma, but it must have been like this. It's exactly pretty much what is happening, except we're on like the other side of it now, and it's depressing. But it happens, and that's just the way that things go.
So do you think like in 30 years from now they'll be like, oh my god, I can't believe they're remaking Hostel. How could they do this?
Oh my god, probably. Except I don't know what's gonna happen. It'll be like an actual porn with like butts and that's the Human Centipede. See.
Well, there'll be some studio guy who will be like, yeah, we're not going to pull any punches like they did back with the original Hostel. Like, we're not going to play it safe like they did back then.
This is actually going to be real people getting killed in real life. Like, forget the fake movie aspect. I think that we can bitch and we can moan all we want about, like, the original and how it's perfect and blah, 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 blah. Why can't these kids just watch the original? But if you sit down, like, a 13-year-old kid right now and you show him the original Nightmare on Elm Street, the original Nightmare on Elm Street, do you think he's really going to be like, you know what, I really identify with that guy. He kind of looks like Captain Jack Sparrow and his belly shirt and how he plugs these like huge headphones into this mini battery operated TV set. Like, no, kids are going to be like, what is this? This 80s like garbage of crap. They're not going to be excited about it.
Yes.
Do you think? Well, unless they're weird horror fans like us who are like excited about oldies, let's say.
Well, yeah, this is kind of an interesting, this is a whole other can of worms. This is very interesting to me because I do get what you're saying. It is depressing, but I get what you're saying. And yet there's something, but when you say that now, I think back though, and I don't honestly remember having that kind of reaction when I was young watching older movies. Like I would see a movie that was an older movie, you know, an older movie in black and white or whatever, and I would recognize, obviously, that it was an older movie. But I myself, now, from my own personal experience, it wouldn't have immediately taken me out of the movie. But I think it was just a different time. Like, I think kids were less insulated than they are now.
Kids today, man. I don't know about them.
Well, what I mean is that, look at it this way. And you know what? For people that have been listening to these things, you'll have to forgive me. This is something a point I may have made like 8,000 times before. So if I have, you got to forgive me. But this is one of my favorite points to make because it's true. Mm-hmm. When when I was a kid, now I guess you're a couple of years younger than me. I don't know if you remember this, but when I was a kid way back when, there would always be these old movies on regular TV, like including old horror movies. Like we didn't have, I didn't have cable until I was already out of high school, honestly. So like,
Well,
we would have these movies on, and there was no avoiding them. So you were always exposed to it because it was just what was on TV. If you're a kid now, right, you're not really going to be exposed to that stuff as much. So when you see it, when you see Johnny Depp in his giant headphones, you're going to be all freaked out because all you've ever seen is stuff that was made, tailor-made just for you to consume.
okay.
Does that make any sense?
I guess. I mean, I don't know. I can't really relate because we had a remote control.
Look, I had a
Growing
remote
up.
control, all right? I didn't have like an ice box with like a block of ice in it,
Didn't
and
have a mini TV
no, I
set
didn't
with
have
little
one of those
lights
ones
on.
with the little round screens, and I didn't watch Uncle Milty, okay? Jesus.
I'm sorry. No, I agree. And I think, well, just like even like kids today, like actually even when I was growing up, kids my age had a real problem with black and white movies.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I would say that there was
I
it,
think
but I
that
think it's much worse now.
I think that you and I and a few other people can appreciate things like that, and some people can't, and that the some people just happens to be the rest of the kids out there today. They're more interested in, most of them are interested in their cell phones. So I just think that these stories that these classic slasher movies have are important. They're classic in the sense that it's your classic slasher movie, and that these stories are just being updated for this new generation. I just think
Well,
that's why they're important.
I think that's
Simple as that.
I think it's that's very valid actually
Yeah,
because
I mean, it's depressing that yes, they're probably going to associate that title with the remake, which I think is what gets most people really upset about. But I mean, if you think about it, like we were talking about with like The Fly and everything, for many of us, except for a few weird people like you maybe, sorry,
What the hell?
you're gonna associate titles like The Blob or The Thing or The Fly with the remakes
Yes.
because when we saw them at such a young age, but many of us probably didn't even know that there was an original out there. So
Exactly.
yeah, so when we think of these movies today, we have a certain like onto them because they were our first experience.
You know
If that
what?
makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does because I saw, look, I saw The Fly, the Jeff Goldblum, the David Cronenberg one first. Because you know what? I saw it when it first came out. I did.
Right.
I saw,
Exactly.
and in my case, my dad was a huge horror movie fan growing up. So like I did have an awareness that there was an original version. I had just never seen it before because like we didn't even have a VCR, okay? So like I couldn't, I had an awareness that there was an original. And the same goes for The
Right.
Thing. The Thing was a few years earlier, so I was too young to see that when it first came out. But I definitely still saw it before I saw the original. I think the only exception might be The Blob. I think I actually did see the original Blob before I saw the remake.
I
But
agree.
you know what? The remake is a lot better, and I'm going to go on the record saying that. No, like with The Fly, I used to say that clearly the remake was better. But in the past couple of years, I've actually grown to really, I've gotten a real affinity for that original, and I'm actually not sure anymore. I mean, they're totally different movies. They're
I
totally
think they're
different
definitely different. Yeah. It's a case of the remake being taking the story and taking it complete to like a completely new place, which is actually something I think that remakes should do more,
Yes.
actually. The original should be more of like a jumping off point for a better story, or maybe
Completely.
improving on a story that may have started back then but never really reached its full potential, maybe.
Well, but at least to try something different. Otherwise,
Right.
what's the point really from
Or you're just watching the Psycho
Oh,
remake or
I
something.
know. Oh my God. I remember even see that to me was like I can't believe that was so long ago because when that happened, it was almost like, oh my God, they're never going to remake another classic movie again. Like that was such a disaster. Nobody will ever try to do it again. Little did I
Seriously.
know they were just getting warmed up, But oh, what was I going to say? Oh, The funny thing is, with some of these older movies, is that I think a lot of people would have never, I think we mentioned this before, they would have never discovered the originals if it wasn't for the remake. So even if they prefer the
That's
remake,
true.
you know, they're still getting to
It's still, yeah.
enjoy. And you're right about, you know, something different has got to be done. It can't just be an aping. It's the same thing goes. It's like when I hear people talking about, you know, cover versions of songs or people doing versions of old songs. And, you know, I had somebody tell me once that they think that the ideal for a cover song should be to sound as much like the original as possible. And I couldn't imagine a more idiotic comment,
Right,
quite
that's
frankly.
exactly. That's what I see. That's the problem I think that people are having with remakes is that they're like, oh, yes, it's going to be redone. Like, I can't wait to see the same movie except with better effects and blood or something. I don't know. So they go to this movie and it's different. Like, things are changed and they're getting mad. And I'm like, why? Well, that's like what a remake is. Like, it's redoing it.
Well, that's what I love about a lot of remakes. The funny thing is, I want to mention the Friday the 13th remake because you had mentioned it. I almost feel like, you know, I saw that thing. I'm no fan of the original. I think you know that, of the original series.
Me neither. Let's just say it now to everyone out there, please.
I like the original one with
Yeah.
Jason's mom, but
Yeah.
once
Well,
Jason comes in, it just gets really boring
she's a
to me.
babe. He's a loser. Yeah.
It just become it's not even a horror movie. It's just let's cheer
It's
on this
just,
guy as he kills people.
you
Like
know,
that.
he's boring. No personality.
No.
But people are gonna get mad. We'll just move on.
But well, the reason I bring that up is because with that remake, they basically made a movie that I think would have to please the fans of the original series because it didn't really, I mean, it was just as lame and predictable and
Right.
formulaic as the original series was.
Except worse, maybe. I don't know.
Well, maybe worse because they tried to make him all like now he's like doing gymnastics and all these things. It's like, you
What?
know.
I thought he was dead, first of all. Second of all, how old is he? I never understood that. I was always really confused
Well,
about
they
that.
actually have kept his age, the year of his birth always stays the same, which is weird because in the first movie, you know, he would be like, you know, like a kid, like 20 some odd years old, and now he's like some weird old man running around, but
It's like
he's the
wearing the
same
same
age.
pants. I don't know. He just weirds me out. I hate him so much. I can't help it. I can't keep the secret any longer. I
Well,
hate Friday the 13th. Okay, I'm done.
you okay?
Yeah,
All right.
I got it out.
Good. Yeah, because I think that one thing that makes the remakes of now a little different, I don't know how you feel about this, than the stuff that we saw when we were kids or in the 80s or 90s or whatever, is that I think the big difference is that back then, one thing that I think maybe makes it different in some people's minds is that the special effects, for example, if you're going from 40s, 50s, and you're jumping ahead to the 80s, now the special effects are obviously light years ahead. Now, in the things that they could do, even from a practical standpoint, so when you look at movies like The Blob and things that they could do in there, now I'm going to say something, and this is my opinion. I think when the problem is this, now there's a lot of people who think it's great because hey, there's all these effects they couldn't do back then, so it's cool. But when you jump ahead to now, I don't think you would get everybody to agree, honestly, when you said that the effects now are superior to the effects that you saw in movies in the of that era. I'm talking
Right.
about the
Oh, no,
meaning.
you know, I agree. I agree.
What I mean is because now they rely so much on CGI.
Right.
And that in a lot of cases, the effects from movies of that era will look more convincing than the effects of movies now. So it's almost like the effects argument goes out the window.
It's true, but also I think kids are also quick to judge on old special effects like that because maybe they're just so used to like CGI and stuff like that that when they see like, are we talking about the blob here?
Well,
Is that
that's a
what
good
you're
example. I guess.
okay?
No, well, it's a
When
good
they
example
see
because in the 50s version, you've got like a jello mold rolling around, you know, which is cool.
Right.
And in the new in the 80s one, it actually looks pretty freaking cool, you know what I mean? And the things that it's doing and everything.
That's true. Yeah, I don't
Whereas
know.
in this Rob Zombie one, you know, it's just going to be this ridiculous,
I forgot that was a rumor. Rob Zombie.
It's happening. And it's going to be this ridiculous CGI nonsense. And it's going to look completely unreal.
I know. I thought we scored a goal with the Blob remake.
Yes.
So I don't understand. That's a good example, actually, of a movie that I don't think needs to be remade. And you can try once and then that's it. Like, no more tries after you already remake it once, please.
It's just weird. I think the CG argument is interesting because I have found that to be the case. You have people of a certain age who grew up only with CGI effect movies.
Right, right.
And it's almost like they have been trained to look at something that looks like a video game and consider it to be real looking.
So true.
When it's actually not. It's a really odd phenomenon. Like this is my favorite example to bring up. For me, and it with Star Wars, right? Now throwing out the original, because the budget was actually very small on that. And the effects on that are, in some cases, not as good as they could be. But if you look at the second and the third one, Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, I will argue till I'm blue in the face that the space battles and the scenes in those movies are more convincing and real-looking than the stuff in the prequels. Because it actually looks like you're watching ships moving in space and not a crazy video game.
Right, and you kind of were, because weren't they like little models moving through space? So
they were. It's
pretty much the real thing, guys.
And this is why I loved Lord of the Rings, actually, what Peter Jackson did, because he incorporated both. And that's why, to me, the effects in those movies are so amazing, because he didn't just lazily rely on CGI.
Except for there's one part where Legolas does this like weird, like backwards jump onto an elephant or something. I don't know that. Well, there's one part that was questionable, but yes, that was actually pretty great. And now it's all being ruined by CGI. And I know that it's economical, whatever. Another sign of our times, I guess. But I still think that if we could just like stab a bag full of blood, it would be better than fake blood. Digitalized blood.
Yeah.
Me, I guess.
Well, yeah. I mean, it kind of renders, it eliminates one of the arguments of why I used to enjoy some of those older remakes, because I felt like they were at least taking some kind of a forward step. I think with a lot of these remakes, I feel like, And again, I'm not, you know, I'm an older person who has seen the originals. So, like, from my point of view, it's like it's taking a backward step. But I can understand for people that have no awareness of the original.
Right.
It is like a gateway thing.
True. But also, I guess the movies that I like to see be remade are the ones that had a good basic outline of a story. I'll use The Crazies as an example. Did you see that remake?
No, I haven't. I heard
haven't?
It was...
Oh my God, I can't even talk about it now because you didn't see it, so it's going to be a lame conversation.
Go for it. I'll give you the pulpit. Okay. You can just go have a ball.
Okay, well, yeah, Crazies. People getting infected with some virus, you know, makes them crazy. The original, George Romero, was great, good stuff, but it didn't make it all the way. And someone said that it was good, but the characters weren't really developed enough. Like, we didn't really get a good sense of the characters, and we didn't really feel attached to them, which is very true. And the remake actually did that. It established characters that we did care for and that we were sad when, spoiler, they died, maybe. And,
That's some
I'm just
spoiler.
Kidding. Nobody died.
So wait, there's a horror movie where people die?
No, but I mean, that's a good example of a remake that actually, I think, worked.
Well, that's something that definitely needs to be mentioned here. It goes without saying, but, you know, I think a lot of people who are quick to judge and who have knee-jerk reactions, they have to accept the fact that there are times when, forget about the gateway stuff and you know all that, there are times where the remake is actually a lot better than the original. And it's not just in cases like everybody brings up The Fly and The Blob and The Thing.
Right.
That's like the holy trinity of superior remakes that everybody always mentions.
Right.
But even of the recent remakes, I mean, everybody, you know, everybody has their own opinions. But in my opinion, I enjoyed the Hills Have Eyes remake better.
Yeah, I have heard many people talk about that.
And this is coming from somebody who loves 70s horror movies. Okay?
I'm kind of biased in that because the lead gentleman in that movie graduated from my boyfriend's high school. So I love it, obviously. No, but it was. I think you're right. It was good. I mean, the original, sorry, Wes Craven, but it was, it didn't, like that ending, you know how the ending, he instead, in the original, he doesn't really get that revenge. Or you don't see it as much. I'm forgetting now.
Well, it sort of ends in the middle of this crazy scene.
Right. And now in the remake, you know, we get all that. And the girl from Lost is in it, so.
Well, there's that, yeah.
So I liked it. It was gorier. It was good, I guess. What did you like so much about it? I guess that's what I really want to ask.
Well, it's partly what I liked about it, but it's also what I didn't like about the original. See,
okay.
I think in some cases, like the, you bring up the Crazies, and I know the original Crazies honestly is a bit weak.
Yeah.
And I think that's sometimes when we see these remakes that are superior. I never, you know, I just feel like the remake of The Hills Have Eyes accomplishes better what it sets out to do, in that it's really disturbing. And the original is too, but I mean, it's more disturbing, and it presents this scenario that's so nightmarish. I feel like the original, and I hate saying this, because it always annoys the shit out of me when people say this about other movies that I love. But you know what? That original one, it drags like crazy. It's a boring movie. People will hate me
it's
for
true.
This. But it goes through patches where it's just, all right, what the hell? It's just dragging along. And I'm the last person to ever say that a movie drags. Believe me, I am. But it does. And the remake, it doesn't. It just, it's like, whatever I say is going to make me sound like Gene Shalit or something, but it's like this adrenaline rush. I mean, whereas the original doesn't do that,
it's true.
You know?
I agree with you on that. That's true. But I have a question. Question
okay.
for you.
All right.
So, what is a movie that you would like to see remade, though, that has not been slated for a remake?
Well, actually, for years I was saying The Wolfman, because...
Oh my god, that already happened.
I know it did.
Get a new one.
Well, I said that because it was because no one ever touched it.
You prepare for this question years in advance?
I knew you were going to ask me this many years ago, and I was ready. No, God, a movie that should be remade. That's a tough one. Damn it. I don't know. You know, actually, I've always wanted to see a Creature from the Black Lagoon remake, I have to say.
Yeah. I'd love to see some more creature features.
And I'll say,
I love them.
Part of that, again, I'm going to be controversial again now. Everybody says I'm never controversial. Well, I'm being controversial here, damn it. And I'm going to say the original Creature from the Black Lagoon is kind of weak. And it gets lumped in with all these classic Universal monster movies when it's just not of the same caliber, quite honestly. Not at all.
I know. And those classic Universal movies, I mean, you saw when I like kind of dissed Dracula a little bit. People got angry. And whatever. I feel like just because they have that stamp on them that like people are afraid to say anything bad.
Well, I think it's because with a lot of those movies, people obviously love them. That goes without saying. But I think with some of those older movies, the very fact that they have stood the test of time, I think for a lot of people means something. Like, you know what? There were probably a billion other horror movies that came out around that same time that no one even knows about. But it's the fact that those live on. I mean, obviously, a lot of it is successful marketing and branding. But, I mean, it's also because they're really good, you know. And I mean, in most cases, and a lot of people, that's why people lose their shit. But, I mean, like, for me, to watch Dracula, I think, I mean, Frankenstein is better. But movies like that and The Invisible Man and The Original Mummy, like, those are real quality pictures. Like, you watch a movie like that and they're just really, at least in my opinion, they're really solid movies. Whereas something like Creature from the Black Lagoon, it's a fun 50s B movie. You're not watching it and being like, oh my god, look at the camera movement and look what they're doing here. Whereas, you know, you watch Frankenstein and like, I'll watch that movie, I'll be in awe of some of the things in that movie.
Yeah.
You know? It's different.
Totally.
That's
All
why
right.
I want to see a remake of that, because
Well, that
I
is
think there's a lot that could be done.
good answer. Good answer.
Did
do I
I
get my answer now?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. It's my own question, so I don't know. Okay. All right. Well, I watched this a couple nights ago for the first time. I've been really excited about it, but even though this is a little different, but I'm going to say Salem's Lot.
Ah, which was never technically made,
technically
you know?
A movie, and yeah. I think it has to be, because that thing is too damn long. Like, I don't care about that crappy little town and, like, I mean, like, whatever. There's too much, too many, like, things that really didn't need to be there. There's so many, like, great scary moments, but it was, like, lost in between, like, 3.5 hours of the other stuff, you know?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of, like, 70s TV movie shenanigans
right,
going
like, yes,
on.
Please remove the freeze frames of looks of terror on their faces and, like, the sappy, like, scared music. Like, ooh, this is scary. And, like, just get rid of that. I just want to see it in, like, 1.5 hours, maybe a little more. I want, like, those moments. I don't want anything, like, not, like, CGI. Like, keep the Nosferatu vampire.
Yeah.
Whatever. I think that could be cool, especially now with the vampire craze. It's prime time.
That's true. You know, it never really got the treatment that it deserved, although I think part of that is because that original TV miniseries was so good. You know, I mean, it's funny, like, it's remembered as being a great horror movie, even though as a TV movie, most TV movies don't get that kind of recognition,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
A lot of people don't even realize it was a TV movie, you know? They just sort of always think
That's
of it as
true. That is true. You know, I tweeted that I like something like I had just read the book and I was like, I really want to see like a real like honest good like Salem's Lot movie. And someone was like, "Are you joking? Like there is a movie." And I was like,
oh,
no, Wikipedia didn't tell me that,
oh,
so that's wrong. Like, so you're right, that people don't realize that.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
There was also a really bad direct-to-video sequel to it, if you ever saw that.
Yeah, with, what's his face? Wow. Rob Lowe.
It was terrible.
I didn't catch that one.
I did, unfortunately. I caught it right in the face. It was awful.
All right. Wait, can I ask you 2 more questions?
Yeah.
Okay. What is a remake that you absolutely hate?
Oh boy, that's a much easier question. Well, we already mentioned.
No, wait, hold on. Hold on. I'm going to rephrase that.
Okay.
Actually, I guess you could answer it either way. A remake that has already happened that you hate, or the idea of one that you know is going to happen, like Rob Zombie's The Blob that
okay.
you hate.
Okay. Well, could we just throw out Psycho, because we already brought that up?
Right, that's just that goes without saying.
And I think
anyone that likes that, just get out now.
Everybody on Earth hates that one. I'm gonna also, but I'm gonna be very boring here because I have to bring up another one that people hate with a passion, but people also love because it's become an instant comedy classic. But when you think of the original, or at least when I do, it just fills me with rage, just
okay.
complete rage, and it's The Wicker Man.
Ooh.
The Wicker Man and God, you know, I mean, like, I can go off forever on this. I'm going to try to keep it short, but let me just say, okay, before I even get to part B of your question,
okay.
The Wicker Man, after and I had the misfortune of, what I did was I rewatched the original right before I saw the remake, so it was even enhanced even more. The remake of that movie, it has such an active disrespect for everything that the original movie stood for that it makes my stomach turn. Just what they did with even the main character, they just ripped the heart out of that movie completely. They took the whole moral center out of it, where the whole point of the movie, and I know we talk about remakes trying to do something different, but
right.
not if it completely sucks. You know
right,
what I mean?
Yeah.
The whole point of the movie was you had this guy who, like him or not, he was a devoutly religious man, and he was deeply offended by what was going on this island. Nicolas Cage is just some ambivalent jackass.
He's just like punching village girls.
He's punching women. He's dressing up in a bear costume. Like, it just made a complete mockery of what is a very powerful horror movie. Or would, you know, I mean, it just, it shit all over it. It was terrible. It was painful, painful. But I can now laugh at it, but it's still painful.
Right. It's off. Yeah. Who decided that? Who was like, yes.
And I hate the fact that now when you say The Wicker Man, you have to say, oh, the 1973 one.
Like, I know, because, just... yeah, which of us is like, oh, I'm getting ready to watch The Wicker Man, guys.
Oh, and we're
like
Nicolas
popping
Cage.
In the Nicolas Cage version, like, no.
I
nice
mean,
try.
That ending of the original one is
classic.
So bleak. That has to be, and you don't even. It's not like you see anything, but it's one of the bleakest, most
right.
gut wrenching.
It's like a continuous gut wrenching
yes.
thing too, because it's not like like Night of the Living Dead, where you know he's just like shot and bam. It's like you're watching all this happen. Once you realize what's going to happen, like you're strapped down.
Yeah,
and you're watching all of it happen.
Well, yeah, because it's like from a narrative point of view, right? The movie could have just ended at the
right.
moment that they bring him up to the statue and they show him what's going to happen to him, because nothing narratively happens after that. But they just force you to watch everything
yeah.
that happens.
You have
after
to watch
that.
Like the goat in there die with him. Oh my god!
Okay.
Goats.
But the other half of that, the one that.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And when you said that, one movie instantly popped into my head. Instantly.
Okay.
Without even having to think. And I dread the day when we hear, not that I've heard anything, don't want to start any rumors. I dread the day when we hear that this movie is going to be remade, and it's The Exorcist.
Ooh, wow.
I will be
wow.
so sad. I will cry when
wow.
that happens.
Wow.
I mean, can you imagine?
I never thought about that.
Can you imagine them trying to? I mean, that is like again, this is subjective. Whatever.
I'm imagining it right now, and I'm like crying. I'm crying a little bit out of like one eye. It's like it's weird. That's wild. I've never even like imagined to think that. Like I never. Wow, that's heavy.
Well, because the original is such a strong movie.
It's not gonna work. It's not gonna work now. I'll tell you that much right now. Maybe they might do it in like 15 years.
See, the thing with me is like that goes that's a movie that's a classic of a status that even goes beyond horror movies. Like that's why, you know, nobody has attempted. No, not really.
That movie is just the devil, basically.
Well, nobody has attempted to remake, you know, Casablanca. Nobody has attempted to remake
right.
Citizen Kane. You know
You're
what
right.
I mean? In the realm of horror movies, that's the equivalent of trying to remake The Exorcist.
It's true. It's a classic, even though it's despised in most countries. Tis a classic. It's never going to... I don't think it's going to be done, actually.
Well, I've never... I mean, there was this weird thing a couple of years ago where... What's her name there? God, what the hell is her? The one who played Reagan.
Linda Blair.
Yes. She said something in some interview which was taken the wrong way, and it was just her speculating.
It's like everything, like, if you go on, like, any IMDb, like, forum about, like, a horror movie, there's always one that's, like, remake, schedule, blah, blah, and it's always a lie, but, like, immediately people start thinking, like, oh my god, this is going to be redone, and they get so mad about it.
Man, never mind, it's not happening.
What?
And then it's like, never mind, it's not going to happen.
Oh, right, it's not happening. Like, well, my answer for this is, I don't know if it's still happening. I feel like it was like, it's in limbo. I don't know what's going on, but Suspiria.
Ah, yes, that is happening, isn't it?
Is it for real? Because I heard that it was, and it was like scheduled for like a 2010, and then they moved it back. It's like 2012, which doesn't matter because the world's going to be gone by then. But
probably because of that remake.
Yeah, but that is an example of a movie that I know I'm not just saying this because I insanely love that movie, but that movie's just not going to work remade. It's not.
I agree.
It's not because it's not like there's no like great story there. Like
right.
that to me, that's not really what that movie's about. It's about like the art and the it's just like beautiful, and it's not going to work now because they're not going to focus on that. I don't think, unless they have like Technicolors. I don't know, but it's not going to work. And I'm really sad about that. But like I said, we just have to let it slide.
Yeah, you know, when you said that, I was thinking the same thing. In that, it was that movie. It's not so much about the story that makes it what it is.
Yeah.
It's the style. It's the aesthetic of the whole thing, and that's something that's not going to be carried over into a remake. It's going to look like every other like MTV style horror movie that's being made now, and they're going to think like, because they're staying true to this story about a dance school / witches coven in Austria or wherever it is, that somehow they're being faithful.
In Germany.
Whatever. When they're not.
The story doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. Well, no, because it is a movie where it is style over substance. You know, that's what it's all about. And it's just of a time, and it's pointless to try to redo something like that.
It's going to fail, and people are going to be like, oh, it's the worst movie ever. And then when you talk about it, people are going to be like, that movie sucked. And they're not talking about the same movie, and it's just a big mess. It's going to be awful. Yeah. I'm going to cry.
Yeah, and you know what? On that uplifting note, I think we're going to have to bring this to an end.
Damn it.
Yeah, because otherwise it's going to get to the point where people are going to be thinking about remaking this podcast. So we don't want to go on forever and ever.
All right, fine. I was going to talk about how I was looking forward to Jaws 3D, but...
Wait, but that's...
Just kidding. I'd rather die. Sequel.
We're not getting into sequels. This is that could be the next one.
It's a sequel? I thought it was just Jaws, but in 3D. There's a remaking.
Oh, you're talking about... No, you know there was a Jaws 3. Jaws 3 was in 3D.
Right, yeah. But I thought that they were remaking Jaws or something.
Oh, wait a minute. No. What they're doing is they're turning the original into a 3D movie.
Oh, see, that's even worse.
Yeah, exactly. I think what they're going to do in lieu of that, it's either going to be that, or they're going to take the original print of it, and they're going to just pee on it. That's going to be...
Well, it's gonna scare me either way. So
yeah, that'll
that
be the alternative.
I can't go to the movie theater ever again because they're gonna play that preview. I'm gonna cry.
Well, I'm afraid that this is gonna keep happening though with movies now. If that works, they're gonna be doing it with everything. It's gonna be like The Odd Couple in 3D. You know, let's go see it.
The Exorcist in 3D would actually be a little bit neat.
Don't say it.
When she pukes.
No.
That'd be kind of cool. Just that part, though. Just that.
You're gonna never mind. Never mind. Wrong idea. I'm gonna stop this before.
Okay, fine.
Before this leads to bad things, and because all the movers and shakers listen to this, they listen to Conversations in the Dark.
Oh, jeez.
And we can't be giving them these terrible ideas. So
what have I done?
We're gonna leave it at that. No, actually, it's just me listening to it in the dark. That's why I call it Conversations in the Dark.
It's really creepy.
But on that very. On that note, we're going to end this discussion of why remakes don't necessarily suck. So we hope that you enjoyed this, and we hope that this didn't necessarily suck. So there you go. And I was very, very, very pleased to have Andre Dumas of the Horror Digest as my guest this week. And again, if you want to check out Andre's blog, it is thehorrordigest.blogspot.com.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
And my glass of wine. We had fun.